Verse 11, if I don't understand the meaning of the voice, I will be a foreigner to the person who is speaking. Don't assume, he says, that this only occurs in our situation. You can see this happening everywhere. So I'm not trying to belittle the voice, but to show that it's useless to me if it's not understandable. Then, to make sure his criticism isn't too harsh, he balances blame between the two. He will be a foreigner to me, and I to him. Not because of the nature of the voice, but due to our lack of understanding. Do you see how he gradually guides people towards the core topic? This is typical for him. He uses examples from far and wide, and finishes with what most closely relates to the matter at hand. After discussing a pipe and a harp, which have many shortcomings, he shifts to the trumpet, which is more useful. From there, he moves to the voice itself. Similarly, when he was discussing that it was not forbidden for the apostles to receive, starting with farmers, shepherds, and soldiers, he eventually brought the discussion to the priests in the Old Covenant, which is more directly related to the topic.